My name is Janeta. I come from Russia 1 year ago. I married, met my husband in Russia 5 years ago. And I have son, live and study in university in St. Petersburg in Russia. I hope my son will have visit to me this year. I think December, this is good time for visit because summertime. And there are different weather in Russia, near warm in Australia, cold. My husband holiday to Russia because my near sister-in-law have family in Russia. 5 years ago, they visit to Russia for look family and met me.
Okay, and introduced you to the brother.
Yes.
How hard was it for you to leave behind, I suppose you've got extended family and parents in Russia as well?
I haven't parents. My parents died. I have sister and brother in Russia. I think they very happy because my country very cold. For everybody in Russia thinking, oh, Australia, this is fantastic, fantastic country. Because every day warm, for me, very help diversity for my second language because I never study English because in university I study French, for French culture. And for me, yes, difficult language, alphabet, different alphabet, yes. But I have English family now. I haven't choice.
Work or you just to better your communication skills?
Yes, work. I'm hairdresser. This is good job, but I must know very good English because this is my 60% my job. Talking.
That's good. Do you drive? Have you learned
yes,
to drive?
Yes, I drive, yeah.
Oh, well, that's of it.
That's very important because I never drive. Never. This is my first experience in Australia.
I suppose it's probably a little bit different for you because your son is in Russia.
Yeah.
And that he will always maintain his language. But for you to communicate with your sister and brother, you won't lose your language because you're older and
yeah.
You've grown up in a country, so it's not as if you will lose your language.
Yeah.
But your culture, what about your food and things like that? Does your husband like your cooking?
First time not.
And you're living here in Geelong?
I live between Geelong and Torquay. I was born in Moscow. And long time I live in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, this is
a
fantastic,
beautiful,
fabulous
place.
City. Yeah, I have only one profession, hairdresser, but I have study in university because this is a problem. My mom before when I went to a new university for hairdresser, my mom told me, no, this is not good profession.
Mm.
Engineer, this is fantastic profession for you, but I finished university, never
did
working,
any.
Never, and next study in hairdresser. Yeah, I love this profession.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today.